Welcome to episode 211 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm bringing you my third and final show relating to this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed, an event which I photograph each summer for a number of publications. As I've said previously, it always comprises several long, hot, busy days for me, and they are always ultimately very rewarding. The Forest Rally stage is one of my favourite areas of the event and offers great scope for creative, action-stopping pictures. With the rest of my photography requirements completed, I headed there on the final day, taking up position behind some safety hay bales amongst the trees, and it ended up being quite an eventful time, as you're about to hear. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 211. It's 11:45 on a Sunday afternoon, and I am cowering behind some hay bales at the rally stage of this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, as I record this, as I say, it's the Sunday, and I've basically completed all of my brief, everything that I had to do for the magazines that I'm shooting for. But I do want to get some of the rally stage stuff for two reasons. One, I have some other magazines that I'm approaching who would be interested in this. There's a car just going by. Very nearly clipping the hay bales. Trying to find his gear up a bit of a hill. I'm shooting some stuff for some other magazines in addition to that which I've been commissioned for. But also, I just love this part of the Festival of Speed. There's something about the rally cars, the way they sort of drift around the corners, all that sort of thing that really appeals. So I thought I'd record a quick bit of audio for you. I have two cameras in front of me. One is my Nikon D800 with a 24-70. The other is my D3 with a 80-200, and that is the camera that I'm going to be using right now. I've been shooting the cars, launching themselves off a little jump further up the track. That's really good. Not a lot of air has been achieved this year. We've had a lot of rain yesterday, and whereas this is usually a very dusty track, everyone's taking it a little bit gingerly because the ground here is essentially clay-based, so it's very slippery. So I'm on this corner, the cars approach, they sort of have like a sweeping left, sort of a sharp, almost 90-degree left, and then it goes up into a right. And I've just positioned myself. Sometimes and I might do this in a minute, sometimes I go head-on, and other times I just go off to one side like I'm doing. I have to pick my spot because the hay bales, I think this year, have been extended, so they're deeper, which means I don't get to see as much of the track. So I'm just trying to see what I can do. So I'm going to do a quick test shot as the first car comes down. I've got some marshals opposite me, who I don't want to upset, so I have to be careful how far I'm going to move across. There's a bright patch of sunshine hitting this, like I say, it's clay and chalk here. So I'm going to do a quick test shot. That's giving me 4,000th of a second. Here's a car. Yeah. You see, he's taking it very, very carefully there. The track is drying out a bit, but they're not throwing the angles around here, so I'm just going to have to see what I can do. The exposure is spot on. Like I say, there's this pool of light that comes through the canopy of the trees, because this, of course, is in woodland here. So you've got the vast exposure difference between the highlights and the shadows. So what I'm going to do, whilst I wait for another car, I'm just going to make my way down this bank, and I can see this might actually be a better shot. I'm going to wait for the next car to come along. And I can hear it now. So it's a long lens shot, zoomed right into the 200. Here we go. That's nice. And I'm just, you could probably hear there, I've got the camera, the D3, has two or three settings essentially. You have a single shot, what they call continuous low, which is a lower bust rate, and a continuous high. And I've got it on continuous high, which I have set to 4 frames a second. But as you will hear, if you didn't there, I tend to only shoot probably about a bust of 4 at a time. Just looking, you know, it's a long lens shot here. That could be quite nice. You can hear helicopters overhead. There will be other background noise because, of course, you can hear all the other cars from the event going in the background. We have a paddock not far from here where cars sort of come up the hill and they sort of do donuts and all that sort of thing. Oh, here we go. Right. See, now those are perfectly usable shots there. Nice, what have you. But there's just not the excitement, there's not the movement in the wheels. The drivers aren't flinging the cars around. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up this bank. It's all very sludgy and muddy. Incidentally, if you wanted to get these sort of shots, you only have access here if you have a photographer's tabard. And specifically, I've got a rally stage, or forest rally stage as it's called, tabard. It's sort of a bright green, like fluorescent thing. If you've ever seen the fluorescent orange tabards that marshals wear, it's like that, but bright green. So the light has just gone behind clouds at the moment, which is not too bad. Might get a bit more movement in the shots. Currently, off the track, the reading is around about 250th of a second at f6.3. I'm shooting at ISO 200. No, I'm not, sorry, ISO 2000. There'll be virtually no noise on these shots because it's the D3. So it's kind of a waiting game. I'm going to see what's coming up the track now. Here we go. It's good, at least you can hear them approaching through the woodland. Some motorbikes going down the hill as well. I might have to start and stop talking if the noise gets too loud. These rally cars do tend to pop quite a lot out of their exhaust. Some of them you get little flames coming out, which is always quite exciting. But in previous years, I seem to recall being able to get better angles here. But there we go, you deal with what you can. Here's another car coming around the trees. Yeah, that's not too bad there. Do you know what? I'm not that excited by this because they're really not throwing it into the corners because it's so slippery. Normally, this is like a dust bowl here and the cars swing round, you get your shots and then you turn your back so that you don't get absolutely caked in dust. I don't know which I prefer, really. I'd probably rather let my cameras and myself get a little bit dusty in order to get more dynamic shots. But it's early days, so just keep on trying. What else can I tell you about the setup? So the jump shots that I did previously, those were good. Getting down quite low, and hang on, there's a car coming. Oh, he's hit the bank. Let's see, did I get that? You see, now, that guy there, he went wide, he hit the bank, no damage done, but it's quite a flat shot. The most dramatic shot is the one where he didn't hit the straw bales in front of me, but it kind of looked as though he did, but there's just no drama on it. So we're going to keep on trying. I'm just trying to think of a different angle because when it's, you know, situations like this, there's no point just staying and getting shots that you're not happy with or looking flat. So I can't really move too much sort of alongside the track. Obviously the bales are here for a very good reason. So I'm just wondering whether to go, let's try one more with this car. It's an Audi. Come on. No, really, really dull. I'm just going to pop down back to the long lens shots. I'm going to try something a bit different. Let's see. A long lens shot here is actually really quite nice because the car's come out of a corner, and I would imagine I'm probably about 4 foot because of the height of the track relative to where I'm stood. I reckon camera level is probably about sort of 4 foot above the level of the car. So I'm just going to try and see if I can get a long lens shot just as they're going to be coming round this corner that's ahead. What I'm going to do is run back to my camera bag, which is... Oh, wait for that car to go. This camera bag is the LowPro Photosport 200AW. It's the bright orange one that I reviewed. I will put a link in the show notes for this. But what I'm doing is I'm just getting the... just getting my monopod, because there's quite a lot of... sort of clay mud on top of the hay bales where it's been churned up from the cars. I'm just going to extend that. You can hear all the noise. So here we go. I'm going to have to wipe this off afterwards. It's actually sinking about an inch. I'm just going to find my position, see what we can get here. That's better. Right. So with this, I'm going to be shooting. Let's lock it up a bit. There's a car coming. There's a Volkswagen Beetle. Oh, it's going to hit the bag. No. He's sort of locked up there. Do you know what? Even these shots... hang on, he's rolling back down the hill here. I think he's going to give it another go. Yeah, the marshals are stepping in. Right, I'm just going to put things on hold for a moment because the marshals are helping him out. He's stopped on track. So, what I'll do is I'll put this on hold and then I'll get back to you once things have been cleared up. Okay, so it's now about 10 minutes later and they've just started to release the cars back down the hill. I've been giving this a bit more thought and I have decided to change my tack. I have got the 80-200 on my monopod to give it a bit of stability and what have you, and to keep out the mud, as I said. But what I've done is I've actually attached a 2x converter, which doubles the focal length of the lens. So rather than being an 80-200, it's essentially a 160-400 or thereabouts. It's a little bit more than that. And I'm going to just shoot straight down right to the first, the corner before the one that I'm sat opposite. And I'm going to have to just do a couple of tests. There we go. Just to see what my exposure's doing. That's good. Okay. That first test was 1/60th of a second at 5.6. I'm just going to up the ISO to give me around about 200th second of a second, because the cars are essentially coming towards, so straight towards, so there's not a lot of movement to deal with. Here we go. Just lining up, and we just wait for the next car. Oops. I've also taken the opportunity, whilst there was no action on the track, to grab another battery out of my camera bag, because my camera is saying that it's on 8%. And here's the next car. Oh, that's quite a nice angle, actually. There we go, just reviewing the shots. That's nice. Like I say, there's no real movement, but what I'm going to be doing is that they're just sort of like peeking out from some trees, and that's quite nice. What I like to do is I like to crop in on the back of the camera just to see if there's a nice shot to be had. And there actually is, because, excuse me whilst I remove midges that are trying to eat my shoulders. So I like to kind of zoom in on the back of the camera to see how a crop might work in different ways, because that then influences my next sort of shot. So I'm just going through some options here. There's a nice tree framing it. That's really nice. Yeah, nice and sharp. Movement in the wheels. That's what we like. So, here we go. Another car. This is an Army Land Rover. It's getting quite close now. The UK Armed Forces Rally Team. They're representing here as well. More of these midges. That's nice, kind of lurching around the corner a little bit. That's quite nice. Just, again, just zoom in a bit. It's something a bit different, because, of course, we're used to seeing the usual Audi Quattros and the Subarus of Colin McRae and all that sort of thing, which are lovely. But the Army one, there's more scope to be, you know, it has something a little bit unusual about it. So I'm still not feeling it for the excitement here, but I don't think I'm really, all things considered, I don't think I'm going to be getting those shots this time from this position. I may well, let me just check the time on here. Yeah, how are we doing? Bear with me one second. I'm trying to juggle various things here. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just stay here for maybe one or two more cars, and then I'm going to move to another position if I can. Let's just see. That sounded like a big old car going by. Sun's come out again, which is nice, but not in the area that I'm pointing my lens at, which is rather good. Bit of a waiting game this, because of course they only send one car along the track at any one time. So here they come. Oh, bit of sideways action. This is not a Isuzu Jeep. Isuzu 4x4. Let's see. That was good. Oh, that's nice. Just poking out there. Really nice. Now, let me just check something. He had some lights on, and what happens is, of any car that comes out to the woods like this, and I've been photographing the same, the same points with all the cars, they're fine. The moment a car has their lights on, it changes all the exposure, and it ends up almost looking, or can look, like it's a nighttime stage. It hasn't quite done that this time, but what it has done is kind of emphasised the shadow areas. It's darkened the exposure because the camera has been fooled into thinking there's more light than there is, obviously from the lights shining, and that has reduced the exposure time, so everything looks darker. But that's nice. I really like that. Quite a close crop in there. The one before, what was nice about that is that that car had a bit of movement coming out of that corner. Pin sharp, just checking various bits. There's movement in the tyres, in the wheels there. Really nice. So I reckon I've got one or two shots that I'm happy with already here. So I've got the Army one and now that one. Isuzu, some people say Isuzu. But that's nice. I'm just going to train my lens on that corner. I like to use a reference point because I'm using continuous autofocus, so it tracks with the action. But what I tend to do is I pick an object which is close to the point at which I want to be releasing the shutter. So of course I've got a tree on the corner here. I use the central focusing point. On any camera, the central focusing point is always the most accurate. And here we are, we're back to the waiting game, so it shouldn't be long before the next car comes. And I can hear one. Here he comes. Oh, he's going really slow. See, some guys, they go absolute hell for leather through the corners, through the straights. They really want to kind of make an impact. Some just pootle along and you see, I can see movement in the wheels there, but it doesn't have the same movement. And just that tiny thing of seeing movement in the wheels makes a real difference. The ultimate goal when photographing motorsport, and whether it's cars or bikes or trucks or anything, is to have the vehicle pin sharp, whether that's on a straight or coming out of a corner or a chicane or what have you, but having movement in the wheels. And if you've heard me talking about Goodwood before, you will have heard me say this before, I'm sure. There we go. Oh, that's a nice little triumph. Battling its way up past me up the hill. Again, there's one point where they come around the corner and the sun is just breaking through the canopy of the trees here. And it's just highlighting, the vehicle. And it's making all the difference. Let me just check my focus on there. Okay, I'm going to just make a slight change. What have I got? Oops, what have I got here? Yeah, it's 400th of a second. I think I'm just going to just see. Just trying to find where the point of focus is as to what I'm happy with. No, actually, I'm going to leave it as it is. That's fine. So the autofocus tracking is not foolproof, and I don't often use it. But I just thought I would go back to trying it again today, and it's pretty good. But it is important to pick a point of reference, because otherwise, if I say I just sort of, you know, we've got some. Fencing here with spectators to my left. If I was to, say, get some grab shots of those and then wait for the car and then point my camera towards where the car's going, the autofocus has got to hunt around to get to that point. But if it's already there, here we go. Ah, that's better. Yeah, that's more like it. Wonderful, and he's actually throwing some movement into the corners as well. Let's have a look, see what I've got. You probably could hear that I took more shots. Still not a lot of movement in it. He actually threw it into the corner in front of me, which of course, because I've got used to the fact that they're not doing that today, I kind of didn't get that shot. But that's okay. Let's see. A little bit of movement, that's going to be a close crop shot because there's a slight lean into the corner. I'm not always that keen on the really sort of head-on shots. They're just because there's not the movement, unless you've absolutely got the wheels on semi or full lock and there's mud sort of being flown out from underneath or flung out. You know, that's okay, but here's another one. See that one? Bit more movement, just zooming in. I can see that there's a bit more movement in that. Okay. So there we go. It's going to just be a repetition of of all of this. Now, I hope that's sort of given you something to go on. Of course, do let me know if you've got any questions about all this sort of thing. Not the most rewarding set of pictures, these ones. There's been a few challenges along the way, but out of all of this, I'm only really looking for maybe, I know, 5 or 6 pictures from the whole lot, and it could take me an hour to get that. But, you know, I've already got sort of 2 or 3 that I'm happy with, so yeah, I'm not going to spend much more time here. Looking at the time, I'm going to head back down to the main area. Oh, hang on. I'm going to head back down to the main showground, as it were, down by Goodwood House. I'm going to go and get some lunch. Finish up a couple of things up. At the top of the rally stage, they've got like in a sort of assembly area. They've got all the cars there and you can talk to people and get some grab shots. It was quite quiet when I got up there this morning, so not a lot of photo opportunities. Trying to get all these bugs off me. But yeah, so, you know, it has been partially rewarding. This lot, I've got a handful of pictures that I'm going to be happy with. But, you know, it was just an extra thing on top of what I've already shot, which I needed to shoot. So that's all I'm going to say for now. Like I say, if you've got any questions, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. Now, I know that I said that was the end of that and what have you, but just as I was about to move on from this position, something started to happen. I started to notice something. Let me just grab this quick shot and I will explain all. Okay, so if you're a regular listener, you will know that I have said quite a few times in the past that just when you think you've had enough, you've got the shots you want, it's time to pack up. Sometimes if you wait just another 5 minutes, or it could be sort of 30 seconds, or it could be half an hour, all of a sudden you get other opportunities. And I was stood here just thinking about sort of, you know, where to go next. And I noticed that the cars, the drivers, are being a little bit more aggressive into this corner. So they're going a bit more sideways. The track looks as though it has dried out quite a bit now. And so I thought, right, I'm going to just stay a little bit longer and try to get some shots. And sure enough, just looking at the back of my camera here, I've already got maybe two shots in the last sort of 4 minutes or so that I wouldn't have had. And it's people getting a little bit more sideways. A very good example. I wasn't, of course, wasn't quite in position, so I didn't get that. Someone really threw it round. So I thought what I'd do is I'd just fire up the recorder, again, the audio recorder, and just see if I can capture one or two more shots, and obviously sort of talk through the process as I'm doing it. So here we are waiting for the next car to come along. I do have a slight... hang on. Here it comes. You can see it appearing from the trees. That's more aggressive. There we go. Oh. I've been waiting for ages for that. It's far too controlled. At least it's not dust this year. If you're wondering what happened there, I just got showered with mud. But looking at it, I have got the shot. Look at that. It's a Toyota Hilux with the wheels spinning, mud going everywhere. Got a bit of interaction with the spectators, wondering what we were talking. I was talking to the marshals, actually. And sure enough, look at that. My battery has just died, which is why I saw this coming and I had the spare one in my pocket ready. Quick switch over. There we go, and we're good to go. I'm going to pop the other one in. Here's the next car. That was a good switch over. I like that. Okay, and so I got the next shot, the next car coming round. Nothing particularly exciting on that one. I just must explain. You may be wondering why I'm sort of fighting with these bugs. I'm wearing this sort of bright green, like fluorescent tabard. If you wear green, especially if you wear yellow or orange, those sort of colours, they do attract bugs. So probably best not, if you're going to some sort of tropical climate, you don't really want a sleeping bag that's going to be those sort of colours, because you'll be getting the bugs wanting to crawl into your tent with you at night. But I'm just looking, that's irrelevant. So I've got my battery all set up. This one's on 100%. This is the third day now. Hang on. Is that the next one? Let me just grab this shot. Oh, he's going sideways at the other corner. That's promising. Yeah, so this is the Sunday. I've been here. I did some fireworks on the Thursday night, and then I had Friday, Saturday. This is the Sunday, and this is the first time that I have switched my batteries, any of my batteries over. And so that's just testament to the power of these batteries in these Nikons. Are very, very good. So there we go. I've got a couple of shots. Oh yes, I was just about to explain. A little bit biased towards the Ford cars that are coming around the track here. Not because I particularly like them, but because one of the publications that I am putting features together for is a Ford magazine. Let me just grab this next one. Toyota. A little bit of movement in the wheels. He was taking it a little bit easy. So one of the publications is purely for Ford. So they're not so worried about, Toyotas and Nissans and all that sort of thing. So if I can get one or two rallying shots of a Ford, I'll probably put those in the mix as well. So I know for a fact that I've got some off the jump that I photographed earlier, and then there's sort of one or two that are coming out from this bit here. So there we go. It's always worth, just when you think you're done, stop, take five. Oh, and you never know, this sounds promising. That's not a Ford, but it's a nice car, nice shot. As I think I mentioned before, that I'm also sort of in talks, shall we say, with other magazines that are specifically to do with rallying. So, they're going to be interested in all these other shots, which are, other makes of car. That, I think, just about concludes what I need to do. So I hope you like that little sort of extra, whatever it is. Was it 4 or 5 minutes? I don't know. Just waiting to hear where that's from behind me, so that's not another car just coming. So yeah, I hope you enjoy that. So once again, for now, I will leave it there. I hope you've enjoyed my series of Festival of Speed related shows. As ever, I welcome your feedback, along with any questions you might have about the subjects covered. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.